Hi there. Thank you for calling the Depro Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hey, Emmanuel. I have a Miss Dinesia Moore. Her last name is Moore. First name is D, as in David, A, N as in Nancy, A, S, I, A. Best phone number is 901-503-2792. And she
awesome.
Needs assistance with her Depro
Provera. I'm ready. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Moore, he'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Hi there. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, are you filing a claim on behalf of yourself? Were you the one that was diagnosed with meningioma, or was that a family member?
It was me.
Okay, very sorry to hear that. What date were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
Well, I was diagnosed December 17th, 2021.
21? Okay.
I stopped taking it December 2. I got off the depot.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that as a little side note. And you're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What state are you in?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, cool. You're in Georgia. I was talking to someone there, or in Georgia, a couple days ago. They said it was raining. Are you guys still getting rained on?
Yeah, it's raining right now.
Oh, got it. And then do you know anybody else that took the depot that ended up getting sick, or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And now it was
No other family member that was taking it.
Sure. And this was the brand name Depo Provera that you took at least 1 year and four times? Is that
correct?
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And so around what year, I know you stopped using it in December of 21. What year did you start using it?
What year I started using the Depo?
Right.
October 2019.
Okay. I'm going to put that there. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Alrighty. And then let me plug in your name in this other field. The individual already verified the spelling, so I'm just going to plug it in here. And
yes,
then
sir.
He gave me your cell phone, 901-503-2792. And then the email he shows here is... It's
Moore, my last name, Rashana, at gmail.com.
Yep, that's the one. And what's your current mailing address?
415 Armour Drive, Northeast, zip code 30324.
Alrighty. And that's in Fulton County, right?
Yes, sir. Fulton County.
And you weren't diagnosed with cancer prior to the meningioma, were you?
No, sir.
No? Okay. And then what was the name of the hospital or clinic or medical facility that diagnosed you?
Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. Let me plug that in there. And then I have the address. So let me put... And what was the doctor's name?
My doctor that did the surgery or my doctor that injected me?
The one that did the surgery and diagnosed you.
Dr. Stephen Ray.
Stephen
Ray. The last name is W-R-A-Y, not R-A-Y, W-R-A-Y.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for, otherwise I would have
spelled it. He did my surgery. He was my neurosurgeon.
Okay. So he was the one that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then I have the phone number here. Let me put that in there. Give me a sec. It's having me put it in a couple different fields, so it'd be cool if it, like, auto-filled it, but it doesn't. And then the one that gave you the shots, what was that doctor's name?
Dr. Michael Perry, last name Perry. He was my gynecologist.
Okay, perfect. And then where were you getting the shots done? At what clinic?
I was getting the shots done at the Piedmont Hospital as well.
Oh, same one? Okay.
Let me
plug that in here. Okay. And then I have the phone number, so let me plug that in. And then let me put some notes in here and say that the shots were at the same place. Okay, and then will yourself or the doctor of the medical facility have copies of the medical records?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I also can provide necessary documents.
Okay, awesome. And then we're just about done here. A couple more questions. This next one asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you live with this individual or no?
No.
Okay. Their name?
Jacqueline Winters, my grandmother.
Jacqueline Winters?
Yes. JACQUELINE.
Okay. Let me find that there. And then, I'm sorry, you said JACQUELYN?
LINE, Jacqueline in Winters. Like WINTERS, Jacqueline Winters, my grandmother.
And spell Jacqueline one more time. I'm so sorry. It's just I'm dyslexic and I don't want to get a spelling error.
JACQUEL as in lion, I as in igloo, NE.
Perfect. Thank you. That's how I have it here. And then, her phone number?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Her phone number?
662-571-7915. So it's 662-571-7915.
Perfect. Thank you. And does she live in Atlanta as well?
No.
Where does she live?
Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Let me put there. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
December 4th,
2004. Hey, happy belated. That was just a couple days ago.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Did you do anything cool, anything fun, or just kind of low-key?
I just went out to eat. Nothing major.
Yeah. The older I get, that's, low-key.
I'm just thankful. I was just thankful for life.
Amen. So I have date of birth. And then the last question for the HIPAA is just the social.
I can't hear you. You said my social?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me get my card. I don't know it all the way by heart. You still here, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
No, take
I
your
didn't
time.
Know my social by heart. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you know just the last four?
I have to get my card. Do you need my whole social or the last four?
You can do just the last four.
The last four is 349.
3409?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated...
No, 304. Did you say 3049?
Let me go back to it. I have 3409, but it's 3049?
Yes, sir. That's what I said. It sounded like you just said it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to learn my social
so
by heart.
3049 then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you the automated DocuSign through text and email. You can open up either one. It'll take you to the same spot. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to go next. But it does show sent on my end, so let me know if you didn't get it, and I'll resend.
Okay. I got an email, so you said it's going to be through text and email?
Mm-hmm. Either one, yep.
Let me see. Do you agree to receive future? Do I just press yes to receive messages, future
Correct.
Messages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, 1 second, sir.
Take your time.
We say you're done signing, so.
All right, let me.
Do I send it to the email? Because I did it through the message and signed it through the email or not?
No, you're all set. So, in the next week or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to introduce themselves, double check the work that I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call just because that'll get you tidied up in their system. But other than that, you are all set for now, and I hope you have a good rest of your evening, okay?
Okay, so you said I'm going to get this is my last question.
Yeah.
You said I'm going to get a call like in a week.
Yep, in about a week or so, depending on their workload. Like I said, the firm is just introducing themselves and double-checking the work.
Okay, then that's when I get my payment.
So the payment is going to be longer than that, and you'll want to discuss with that directly. I'm just an intake specialist. I'm not an attorney, so I can't tell you the time frame or the amount. But you'll be able to discuss with them directly. It'll take a little bit longer. They'll have to get the medical records and all that stuff. But you'll hear from them shortly in a few days.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.